memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
And thank you, Bob Hope, for bringing us in here on this version of Lehigh Valley Discourse. It's our annual show in which we pay homage to notables who have died during the year. I'm John Pierce, your host, along with Francisco. Francisco, thanks for coming along with me this evening.
John, it's my pleasure. It seems like it's our annual tradition to do this and to salute all of those luminaries who passed away in 2020.
Right. And we want to encourage those of you who are listening to the program this evening to think about acquaintances and loved ones who have passed on during this year and hang on to those great memories. We start with local folks who have died. Ray Holland, right here in the Lehigh Valley, co-founded the chain of Holiday Hair Salons in the 1960s that grew to more than 200 locations. He left his mark throughout the Lehigh Valley. He owned the old Hamilton Plaza, a 104-room hotel at 4th and Hamilton Streets in Allentown. Called to civic duty, Holland translated his business success into countless philanthropic causes. He served on numerous boards and was president of the Lehigh County Historical Society, a driving force behind the Lehigh Valley Heritage Museum, and led a building drive to expand the Good Shepherd Home. Ray Holland died in May of natural causes. He was 82.
Dorothy Hess Baker was an active mother, volunteer, singer, and community philanthropist here in the Lehigh Valley. She graduated from Syracuse University School of Music in 1949 with a degree in vocal music. In 1967, she and husband Dexter Baker moved to Allentown. As a widow, she became a resident of Florida in 2010. Dorothy Hess Baker, born in Hellertown, died in June in Bonita Springs, Florida. She was 92.
Dave Roper was a legendary Lehigh Valley jazz musician. Dave touched so many lives in many ways. First as an English teacher and scholastic scrimmage coach for innumerable students at Emmaus High School, but more notably as one of the best musical talents ever to grace the Lehigh Valley. Dave's interpretations of the Great American Songbook were inventive, unique, and enduring. His signature encore, a solo rendition of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, was an unforgettable experience. Thanks for the music, Dave. Dave Roper died in April. He was 82. Raymond L. Hoffman of Slatington was the executive chairman, CEO of Lehigh County Agricultural Society, the Great Allentown Fair, since 2011. Raymond Hoffman, born in Allentown, died in June at Lehigh Valley Hospital, Cedar Crest. He was 69. Lance Metz, Lehigh Valley's familiar face at the National Canal Museum for decades. The museum, located near Hugh Moore Park in Easton, celebrated its 50th anniversary this year. It, along with mule-drawn canal boat rides, are signature program of the Delaware and Lehigh National Heritage Corridor. Lance Metz, former historian for the National Canal Museum in Easton, passed away in May in a nursing home from complications related to COVID-19.
Heads around the last corner now. You can see the crowd really urging him on. Down through the straight, he's going to take the flag, and look at this, how excited is he? John Andretti wins the very first ever IndyCar Grand Prix here on the Gold Coast.
John Andrew Andretti was an American race car driver. He won individual races in CART, Rolex Sports Car Series, and NASCAR during his career. He was the nephew of famous driver Mario Andretti. John graduated from Moravian College with a degree in business management and later reflected he would have been an investment broker or a banker if he had not started racing. Race car driver John Andretti, born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, died in January of colon cancer in Mooresville, North Carolina, at the age of 56. Greg Strobel was former Lehigh University head wrestling coach and administrator. A member of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame, Strobel served as Lehigh's head coach from 1995 through 2008, which included five straight EIWA championships from 2002 through 2006. Teacher and wrestling coach Greg Strobel died in October. He was 68.
Tony Iaciello. Look around District 11 High School Wrestling and you'll see his legacy everywhere. Iaciello coached at Bethlehem Catholic for 38 years, won 408 matches, and coached nine PIAA individual champions, including his son, Tony Jr., in 1989. Becca High has never had a bigger fan, a stronger supporter, or more committed individual than Iaciello, known as T.I. Tony Iaciello died in July. He was 72.
Mary Sue Benkin graduated from the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, in 1948 with a degree in International Relations and Latin American Studies. She later received her teaching certificate from the University of Miami, Coral Gables. Mary Sue moved to Bethlehem and substituted in Lehigh Valley Schools and at the Swain School in Allentown. Mary Sue Benkin, born in St. Clair, Michigan, died in October peacefully at home in Richmond, Virginia, at the age of 95.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Gene P. Mader was a senior vice president of CBS Broadcasting. A former executive with Radio Free Europe, Mr. Mader worked for CBS from 1970 to 1986. In the 1970s, Mader played a role in promoting women to management positions, and at Columbia University, he helped establish a program to train black journalists. Gene Mader, born in Brooklyn, died in September at a hospice center right here in Bethlehem of COVID-19 complications. He was 93.
Yes, take me out to the ball game. Well, unfortunately, this year, Major League Baseball lost so many superstars. We start with older Philly fans will remember Richard Anthony Allen, a professional baseball player. During his 15-season Major League Baseball career, he appeared primarily as a first baseman, third baseman, and outfielder, most notably for the Phillies, Chicago White Sox, and is ranked among baseball's top offensive producers of the 1960s and early 70s. Allen was an all-star in seven seasons. He won the 1964 National League Rookie of the Year and 1972 American League Most Valuable Player Awards. Dick Allen, born in Wampum, Pennsylvania, died there this month. He was 78. Edward Charles Whitey Ford, nicknamed the Chairman of the Board, played his entire 16-year Major League Baseball career with the New York Yankees. He was a 10-time All-Star and 6-time World Series champion. In 1961, he won both the Cy Young Award and World Series Most Valuable Player Award. Whitey Ford, born in Manhattan, died in October in Lake Success, New York. He was 91.
Joe Morgan was an American professional baseball second baseman who played Major League Baseball for the Houston Astros, Cincinnati Reds, San Francisco Giants, Philadelphia Phillies, and Oakland Athletics from 1963 to 1984. He won two World Series championships with the Reds, known as the Big Red Machine, in 75 and 76, and was also named the National League Most Valuable Player in each of those years. Considered one of the greatest second basemen of all time, Morgan was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1990. After his playing days, Morgan announced baseball games on radio and television. Joe Morgan, born in Bonham, Texas, died in October at home in Danville, California. He was 77. Bob Gibson was a professional baseball pitcher who played 17 seasons in Major League Baseball for the St. Louis Cardinals. Gibson tallied 251 wins, 3,117 strikeouts, and a 2.91 earned run average during his career. A 9-time All-Star and 2-time World Series champion, he won two Cy Young Awards and the 1968 National League Most Valuable Player Award. Pitcher Bob Gibson, born in Omaha, died there in October of pancreatic cancer. He was 84.
Lou Brock was a Major League Baseball outfielder. He began his 19-year career with the 1961 Chicago Cubs, but spent the majority of his big league career as a left fielder for the St. Louis Cardinals. What a poor trade on the part of the Cubs, because he became a superstar. Brock was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame in 1985. He was best known for his base stealing, breaking Ty Cobb's all-time Major League career steals record and Maury Wills' single-season record. Brock was an all-star for 6 seasons and a National League stolen base leader for 8 seasons. Lou Brock, born in El Dorado, Arkansas, died in September in St. Charles, Missouri. He was 81.
Tom Seaver, nicknamed Tom Terrific and the franchise, was a Major League Baseball pitcher who played 20 seasons in the majors. He played for the New York Mets, the Cincinnati Reds, Chicago White Sox, and Boston Red Sox from 1967 to 1986. A longtime Met, Seaver played a significant role in their victory in the 1969 World Series over the Baltimore Orioles. With the Mets, Seaver won the National League's Rookie of the Year Award in 1967 and won 3 National League Cy Young Awards as the league's best pitcher. He was a 12-time All-Star. Pitcher Tom Seaver, born in Fresno, California, recently had dementia and died in September in Calistoga, California, at the age of 75.
Al Kaline, nicknamed Mr. Tiger, was a Major League Baseball right fielder who played 22 seasons, all for the Detroit Tigers. For most of his career, Kaline played in the outfield, mainly as a right fielder, where he won 10 Gold Glove Awards and was known for his strong throwing arm. He was selected to 18 All-Star games each year between 1955 and 1967. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1980. Our WDIY executive director, Greg Caponia, a huge Detroit Tigers fan, met Al Kaline several times. Greg says Kaline was a true gentleman. Al Kaline, born in Baltimore, died in April in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He was 85.
Roger Kahn was an American journalist and author, best known for his 1972 baseball book, The Boys of Summer, about the Brooklyn Dodgers in the 1950s. In 2004, he was named visiting professor of journalism at SUNY New Paltz. He was a lecturer at Yale, Princeton, and Columbia Universities. Author Roger Kahn, born in Brooklyn, died in February in New York at the age of 92.
The National Football League lost 2 superstars and a prominent head coach this year. Paul Harnung, nicknamed the Golden Boy, was a football player, Hall of Fame running back for the Green Bay Packers of the National Football League from 1957 to 66. He played on teams that won 4 NFL titles and the first Super Bowl. A versatile player, Harnung was a halfback, quarterback, and place kicker. He was an excellent all-around college athlete at Notre Dame, where he played basketball in addition to football and won the Heisman Trophy. Paul Harnung, born in Louisville, died there in November of dementia. He was 84.
John, we also lost Bears legend Gale Sayers this year.
Yes, we did.
He was an outstanding halfback and return specialist in the National Football League. In a relatively brief but highly productive NFL career, Sayers spent 7 seasons with the Chicago Bears from 1965 to 1971. Though multiple injuries effectively limited him to 5 seasons of play. Called the Kansas Comet, Sayers was known for his elusiveness and agility and was regarded by his peers as one of the most difficult players to tackle. Gale Sayers, born in Wichita, Kansas, died in September in Wakarusa, Indiana. He was 77. We also lost Donald Francis Shula, an American professional football coach and player. The winningest coach of the National Football League, Shula was best known for his time as the longtime head coach of the Miami Dolphins, leading them to two Super Bowl victories, including the only perfect season in NFL history in 1972. Shula was previously the head coach of the Baltimore Colts, with whom he won the 1968 NFL championship. Shula was named the 1993 Sportsman of the Year by Sports Illustrated. He had only two losing seasons in his entire 33-year career as head coach in the NFL, a remarkable feat. Coach Don Shula, born in Grand River, Ohio, died in May in Indian Creek, Florida. He was 90.
Kobe Bryant was an American professional basketball player. A shooting guard, Bryant entered the National Basketball Association directly from high school and played his entire 20-season professional career in the league with the Los Angeles Lakers. Bryant won five NBA championships, was an 18-time All-Star, 15-time member of the All-NBA team, was named the 2008 Most Valuable Player, and two-time NBA Finals MVP winner. Widely regarded as one of the greatest players of all time, he led the NBA in scoring during two seasons, ranks fourth on the league's all-time regular season scoring and all-time postseason scoring lists. We all remember how shocked the nation was when Kobe Bryant and a daughter of his were killed in a helicopter crash in California in January. Kobe Bryant, born in Philadelphia, died in Calabasas, California. He was 41. Henri Richard was a Canadian professional hockey player who played center with the Montreal Canadiens in the National Hockey League for 20 seasons, 1955 to 75. His brother, Canadiens legend and fellow Hockey Hall of Famer Maurice Richard, was nicknamed the Rocket. 15 years younger and 3 inches shorter, Henri went by the Pocket Rocket. Henri won 11 Stanley Cups as a player, the most in National Hockey League history. In 2017, Richard was named one of the 100 greatest NHL players in history. Hockey great Henri Richard, born in Montreal, died in March in Laval, Canada. He was 84.
Rafer Louis Johnson was an American decathlete and film actor. He was the 1960 Olympic gold medalist in the decathlon, having won silver in 1956. Johnson had previously won a gold in the 1955 Pan American Games, and he was the USA team's flag bearer in the 1960 Olympics and lit the Olympic cauldron at the Los Angeles Games in 1984. In 1968, Johnson, football player Rosie Greer, and journalist George Plimpton tackled Sirhan Sirhan moments after he had fatally shot Robert F. Kennedy. That evening, Kennedy had won the California presidential primary and was celebrating the victory with his supporters at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. After Johnson retired from athletics, he turned to acting, sportscasting, and public service, and was instrumental in creating the California Special Olympics. Rafer Johnson, born in Hillsboro, Texas, died this month in Sherman Oaks, California, after suffering a stroke. He was 86.
Diego Maradona was an Argentinian professional soccer player and manager. Widely regarded as one of the greatest players of all time, he was one of the two joint winners of the FIFA Player and the 20th Century Award. Maradona's vision, passing, ball control, and dribbling skills were combined with his small stature, 5'5", which gave him a low center of gravity, allowing him to maneuver better than most other soccer players. He would often dribble past multiple opposing players on a run. Diego Maradona, born in Argentina, died there in November. He was 60. It's time for us to take a break now on Lehigh Valley Discourse as we pay homage to notables who have died during this year. Stay with us and we'll be back with more Lehigh Valley Discourse.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and it may be tax deductible. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Celtic Fair, a celebration of Celtic music and culture, from its roots in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Galicia, and Brittany, to its branches in Australia, Cape Breton, Canada, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and the Lehigh Valley. Bringing you music, interviews, and a weekly culture calendar every Thursday from 7 to 9 on WDIY Allentown listener-supported community public radio.
And we continue now with our homage to notables who have died during the year, from politicians to athletes to stage performers and those in the business world also. Our next notable is...
We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know where.
Dame Vera Margaret Lynn was an English singer, songwriter, and entertainer whose musical recordings and performances were very popular during the Second World War. She was widely referred to as the Forces' Sweetheart and gave outdoor concerts for the troops in Egypt, India, and Burma during the war. The songs most associated with her are We'll Meet Again, There'll Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover, A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, and There'll Always Be an England. Dame Vera Lynn, born in Essex, England, died in June in East Essex, England. She was 103.
We also lost this year eminent jurist Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States from 1993 until her death this past September. She was nominated by President Bill Clinton and at the time was generally viewed as a moderate consensus builder. She earned her bachelor's degree at Cornell University and her law degree from Harvard Law School. She spent much of her time as a lawyer advocating on behalf of women's rights, winning numerous cases before the Supreme Court of the United States. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, born in Brooklyn, died of pancreatic cancer in Washington, D.C. She was 87.
Throughout history, there have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley.
Bob Shane was an American singer and guitarist and founding member of the Kingston Trio, a striped shirt fame. In that capacity, Shane became a seminal figure in the revival of folk and other acoustic music as a popular art form in the United States in the late 50s through the mid-60s. The success of the Kingston Trio in its heyday had repercussions far beyond its voluminous album sales, including four albums simultaneously in the top 10 in 1959. Its host of imitators and the relatively short-lived pop-folk boom it created. The Kingston Trio's Bob Shane, born in Hilo, Hawaii, died in January in a hospice center in Phoenix, Arizona. He was 85.
African-American businessman Herman Cain rose to national prominence as the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza. He ran unsuccessfully for president in 2012, famously touting a 999 tax plan. Former Republican presidential candidate and pizza magnate Herman Cain was born in Memphis and died in July in Georgia from the coronavirus. He was 74.
Eddie Van Halen was an American musician and songwriter. He was the main songwriter and guitarist of the rock band Van Halen, which he co-founded in 1972 with his brother, drummer Alex Van Halen. bassist Mark Stone and singer David Lee Roth. Eddie Van Halen is regarded as one of the all-time great guitar players in rock history. Eddie Van Halen, born in Amsterdam, died in October of throat cancer in Santa Monica, California. He was 65.
John, I can still hear those rapid arpeggios and those two hands on the fretboard that Eddie Van Halen was known for. He was a master.
Yeah. Let's play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
We also lost Regis Philbin this year, American television presenter, talk show host, game show host, and actor. Once called the hardest working man in show business, he holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the most hours on U.S. television. For years, Philbin worked as a sidekick to Joey Bishop and later on nationally syndicated talk show Live with Regis and Kathy Lee and its successor version Live with Regis and Kelly. He also hosted the popular Who Wants to Be a Millionaire franchise and the first season of America's Got Talent. Regis Philbin, born in New York City, died in July in Connecticut and is buried on the campus of his alma mater, Notre Dame University. Philbin was 88.
When I was just a lad of 10, my father said to me, come here and take a lesson from...
Trinidad Lopez III was an American singer, guitarist, and actor. His first album included a cover version of If I Had a Hammer, which earned a golden disc for him. His other hits included Lemon Tree, I'm Coming Home, Cindy, and Sally Was a Good Old Girl. Lopez designed two guitars for the Gibson Guitar Corporation, which are now collector's items. Trini Lopez, born in Dallas, Texas, died in August in Palm Springs, California. He was 83.
Cordy Tyndall Vivian was an American pastor, author, and close friend and lieutenant of Martin Luther King Jr. during the Civil Rights Movement. Vivian resided in Atlanta, Georgia, and founded the C.T. Vivian Leadership Institute. In the words of Martin Luther King Jr., Vivian was the greatest preacher to ever live. C.T. Vivian, born in Boonville, Missouri, died in July in Atlanta, Georgia. He was 95. Helen Reddy was an Australian-American singer, songwriter, author, actress, and activist. During the 1970s, Reddy enjoyed international success, especially in the United States, where she placed 15 singles on the top 40 of the Billboard Hot 100. Six songs made the top 10 and three reached number one, including her signature hit, I Am Woman. Helen Reddy, born in Melbourne, Australia, died in September in Los Angeles. She was 78. And elsewhere in the theater world, we lost lyricist of Les Misérables, Herbert Kretzmer, at 95, actress Diana Rigg, she won a Tony Award and Emmy Award at the age of 82. We also lost Anne Rankin, performer and choreographer, at age of 71. And we lost Broadway performer Nick Cordero to COVID-19 at age 41. John Robert Lewis was an American politician and civil rights leader who served in the United States House of Representatives for Georgia's 5th Congressional District from 1987 until his death in July. Lewis was one of the Big Six leaders of groups who organized the 1963 March on Washington. He fulfilled many critical roles in the civil rights movement and its actions to end legalized racial segregation in the United States. John Lewis, born in Troy, Alabama, died in July in Atlanta. He was 80. His body lay in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, fittingly, in July.
By the way Glenn Miller plays
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Fred Silverman was an American television executive and producer. He worked as an executive at all of the big three television networks and was responsible for bringing to television such programs as the series Scooby-Doo, All in the Family, The Waltons, Charlie's Angels, as well as the miniseries Rich Man, Poor Man, Roots, and Shogun. Wow, what a career. For his success in programming wildly popular shows, Time magazine declared him the man with the golden gut in 1977. Television producer Fred Silverman, born in New York City, died in January in Pacific Palisades, California. He was 82. James Charles Jim Lehrer was an American journalist, novelist, screenwriter, and playwright. Lehrer was the executive editor and a news anchor for the PBS NewsHour on PBS, known for his role as a debate moderator during U.S. presidential election campaigns. He authored numerous fiction and nonfiction books that drew upon his experience as a newsman, along with his interests in history and politics. Lehrer was one of my favorite news reporters on the air. He came across as a gentleman, kind to his guests. PBS's Jim Lehrer, born in Wichita, Kansas, died in January in Washington, D.C. He was 85.
I'm Spartacus!
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 Kirk Douglas, born Isor Danielovich, was an American actor, producer, director, philanthropist, and writer. After an impoverished childhood with immigrant parents and six sisters, he made his film debut opposite Barbara Stanwyck in 1946. He was nominated for the Academy Award three times. Douglas developed into a leading box office star throughout the 1950s, known for serious dramas, including westerns and war films. During his career, he appeared in more than 90 films. He, of course, had four sons, the most prominent being Michael Douglas, also a movie star. Hollywood star Kirk Douglas, born in Amsterdam, New York, died in February in Beverly Hills, California at age 103.
Charles Edward Charlie Daniels was an American singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist, known for his contributions to Southern rock, country, and bluegrass music. He was best known for his number one country hit, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Daniels was active as a singer and musician from the 1950s. He was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry in 2008 and the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2016. Charlie Daniels, born in Wilmington, North Carolina, died in July in Nashville, Tennessee. He was 83.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard.
Carl Reiner was an American actor, comedian, director, screenwriter, and author whose career spanned seven decades. During the early years of television comedy from 1950 to 57, he acted on and contributed sketch material for Your Show of Shows and Caesar's Hour, starring Sid Caesar. In the 1960s, Reiner was best known as the creator, producer, writer, and actor on The Dick Van Dyke Show. Super talented Carl Reiner, born in the Bronx, died in June in Beverly Hills. He was 98.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Downs.
From ABC News, around the world and into your home.
Hugh Malcolm Downs was an American radio and television broadcaster, announcer, and programmer. Television host, news anchor, TV producer, author, the list goes on and on and on. A regular television presence from the mid-1940s until the late 1990s, he had several successful roles on morning, primetime, and late-night television. Television mainstay Hugh Downs, born in Akron, Ohio, died July in Scottsdale. He was 99.
Oh, I bet you recognize that music. Alex Trebek was a Canadian-American game show host and television personality. He was the host of the syndicated game show Jeopardy for 37 seasons, from its revival in 1984 until his death in November. Trebek also made appearances in numerous television series in which he usually played himself. A native of Canada, Trebek became a naturalized U.S. citizen in 1998. He received the Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Game Show Host 7 times for his work on Jeopardy! Born in Sudbury, Ontario, Alex Trebek died in November in Los Angeles at age 80 after a nearly 2-year battle with pancreatic cancer.
Joseph Lowery was an American pastor in the United Methodist Church and leader in the Civil Rights Movement. He founded the Southern Christian Leadership Conference with Martin Luther King Jr. and others, serving as its vice president, later chairman of the board, and for 20 years its president. Lowery participated in most of the major civil rights activities in the 1950s and 60s and continued his civil rights work into the 21st century. He was called the dean of the civil rights movement. Joseph Lowery, born in Huntsville, Alabama, died in March in Atlanta at the age of 98.
You saying you want a piece of me?
I can drop you like a bag of dirt.
You want a piece of me? You got it!
Jerry Stiller was an American comedian, actor, and author. He spent many years as part of the comedy duo Stiller and Mira with his wife, Ann Mira, to whom he was married for over 60 years until her death in 2015. Stiller saw a late career resurgence starting in 1993, playing George Costanza's father, Frank, on the sitcom Seinfeld, a part which earned him an Emmy nomination. The year Seinfeld went off the air, Stiller began his role as the eccentric Arthur Spooner on the CBS comedy series The King of Queens. Stiller was the father of actor Ben Stiller, and the father and son appeared together in films. Comedian Jerry Stiller, born in Brooklyn, died in May on Manhattan's Upper West Side, surrounded by family. He was 92.
The world also lost basketball coach John Thompson, who led the Georgetown University men's basketball team to the 1984 national championship and built the program into a juggernaut, taking the Hoyas to 3 Final Fours in the 1980s, while also winning 7 Big East titles and leading the 1988 United States national team to a bronze medal in the Olympics. Coach John Thompson died in August at the age of 78. We also lost John Francis Welch, Jr., better known as Jack Welch. He was an American business executive, chemical engineer, and writer. He was the chairman and CEO of General Electric for 20 years, from 1981 through 2001, and one of the most high-profile businessmen of his day. When he retired from GE, he received a severance package of $417 million, the largest such payment in business history. In 2006, Welch's net worth was estimated at $720 million. Jack Welch, born in Peabody, Massachusetts, died in March in New York City. He was 84.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Haas, and Pepper Incorporated.
David L. Lander was an American character actor, comedian, musician, and baseball scout who was best known for his portrayal of Squiggy on the sitcom Laverne and Shirley. He also served as a Goodwill ambassador for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. David Lander, born in Brooklyn, was diagnosed in 1984 with multiple sclerosis. He died this month in Los Angeles of multiple sclerosis at age 73.
John, I know you salute that one, knowing what a big Laverne and Shirley fan you were back in the day.
You got it.
We also lost best-selling author Mary Higgins Clark. She was known for her page-turning thrillers and earned her the nickname of the Queen of Suspense. Beginning in 1975 with the publication of Where Are the Children, each of her 56 books has been a bestseller. There are more than 100 million copies of her books still in print in the United States. Prolific author Mary Higgins Clark, born in the Bronx, died in January in Naples, Florida. She was 92.
Kenneth Charles Osmond was an American actor and police officer. Beginning a career as a child actor at the age of four, Osmond played the role of Eddie Haskell on the late 1950s to early 60s television situation comedy Leave It to Beaver. Typecast by the bad boy role, Osmond found it hard to get other acting work and became a Los Angeles police officer. Ken Osmond, born in Glendale, California, died in May in Los Angeles. He was 76. It's time for us to take a break now on Lehigh Valley Discourse as we pay homage to notables who have died during this year. Stay with us and we'll be back with more Lehigh Valley Discourse.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Pocono Cheesecake Factory, now offering curbside pickup of a variety of cheesecake, cookies, pastries, and gourmet treats. For 35 years, helping schools, clubs, and other nonprofit organizations throughout the Lehigh Valley and Northeast Pennsylvania achieve their fundraising goals. The Pocono Cheesecake Factory, since 1985, love at first bite. For more information, PoconoCheesecake.com.
Galactic Travels brings you hour-long soundscapes of electronic, ambient, and space music. That's Thursday night at 11, right here on WDIY Allentown, Lehigh Valley Public Radio, 88.1 FM and WDIY.org. Many choices, real voices.
And we continue now with our homage to notables who have died during the year, from politicians to athletes to stage performers and those in the business world also. Our next notable is...
Chadwick Aaron Boseman was an American actor. After studying directing at Howard University, he landed his first major role as a series regular on Persons Unknown. Boseman's breakthrough performance came as baseball player Jackie Robinson in the biographical film 42 in 2013. He continued to portray historical figures, starring in Get On Up as singer James Brown and Marshall in 2017 as Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. Boseman achieved international fame for playing superhero Black Panther. Actor Chadwick Boseman, born in Anderson, South Carolina, died in August in Los Angeles of cancer. He was 43.
John Alfred Mandel, known as Johnny Mandel, was an American composer and arranger of popular songs, film music, and jazz. The musicians he worked with include Count Basie, Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, Anita O'Day, Barbara Streisand, Tony Bennett, Diane Schur, and Shirley Horn. He won 5 Grammy Awards. Johnny Mandel, born in Manhattan, died in June in Ojai, California. He was 94. Valéry Giscard d'Estaing was a French politician who served as president of France from 1974 to 81. He won the presidential election of 1974 with 50.8% of the vote against François Mitterrand of the Socialist Party. The tenure of Giscard d'Estaing was marked by a more liberal attitude on social issues such as divorce, contraception, and abortion, and attempts to modernize the country and the office of the presidency. As president of France, Giscard d'Estaing promoted cooperation among the European nations, especially in tandem with West Germany. Born in Koblenz, he died this month in Autun, France, of COVID-19. He was 94. Richard Wayne Penniman, better known as Little Richard, was an American singer, songwriter, and musician. An influential figure in popular music and culture for 7 decades, he was nicknamed the architect of rock and roll. Little Richard's most celebrated works date from the mid-1950s, when his charismatic showmanship and dynamic music, characterized by frenetic piano playing, pounding backbeat, and raspy shouted vocals, laid the foundation for rock and roll. Tutti Frutti, 1955, was one of his signature songs, became an instant hit, crossing over to the pop charts in both the United States and United Kingdom. His next single, Long Tall Sally, 1956, hit number one on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues bestsellers chart. Little Richard, born in Macon, Georgia, died in May in Tullahoma, Tennessee. He was 87.
Well, next, we salute one of your favorites, John, actor Fred Willard.
Ah, yes.
American actor, comedian, and writer. He was best known for his roles in the Rob Reiner mockumentary film This Is Spinal Tap and the Christopher Guest mockumentaries Waiting for Guffman, A Mighty Wind, For Your Consideration, and Best in Show.
And take your dog down and back for me, please.
You know, it would be funny. I don't know if they can do this. Just an idea off the top of my head. Why didn't he put on one of those Sherlock Holmes hats and put a little pipe in his mouth? Are they ever allowed to do anything like that, dress up a dog in a funny way?
No, that's not quite what the purpose of these shows
is. But it would. I think it would really get the crowd going. You know what I mean? The Sherlock
Absolutely,
Holmes hat
yes.
with a pipe. I don't know if you could make it look like smoke's coming out of the pipe.
I think that would be a little dangerous.
I'd get a kick out of it.
As well as for the Anchorman film franchise. He certainly was one of the funniest actors of his generations, and his performances will live on. Born in Cleveland, Fred Willard died in May in Los Angeles at the age of 86.
Sir Thomas Sean Connery was a Scottish actor. He gained recognition as the first actor to portray fictional British secret agent James Bond in film, starring in 7 Bond films between 1962 and 1983. Originating the role in Dr. No, Connery played Bond in 6 of Eon Productions' entries and made his final appearance in the Jack Schwartzman-produced Never Say Never Again. Sean Connery, born in Edinburgh, died in October in Nassau. He was 90.
Marion Lillian Josephine Brown was an American radio and television producer, university administrator and instructor, author, and makeup artist and image consultant. She was best known for providing makeup and imaging services to 9 U.S. presidents, from Dwight Eisenhower to Bill Clinton,
wow.
and also to Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Lillian Brown, born in MacArthur Township, Ohio, died in September in McLean, Virginia. She was 106 years old.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns.
Kenny Rogers was an American singer, songwriter, actor, record producer, and entrepreneur. He was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2013. Rogers was particularly popular with country audiences, but also charted more than 120 hit singles across various music genres: jazz, folk, pop, rock, and country. Rogers is one of the best-selling music artists of all time. Kenny Rogers, born in Houston Heights, Texas, died in March in Sandy Springs, Georgia. He was 81.
Katherine Johnson's life was portrayed in the movie Hidden Figures about women in NASA. She was an American mathematician whose calculations of orbital mechanics as a NASA employee were critical to the success of the first and subsequent U.S. crewed spaceflights. During her 35-year career at NASA and its predecessor, she earned the reputation for mastering complex manual calculations and helped pioneer the use of computers to perform these tasks. The space agency noted her historical role as one of the first African-American women to work as a NASA scientist. In 2015, President Barack Obama awarded Johnson the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In 2019, Johnson was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal. Katherine Johnson, born in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, died in February in Newport News, Virginia. She was 101 years of age.
I'm so glad we had this time together, just to have a laugh and sing a song.
Lyle Wesley Waggoner was an American actor, sculptor, presenter, travel trailer salesman, and model. Waggoner was best known for his work on The Carol Burnett Show from 1967 to 74, and for playing the role of Steve Trayer on Wonder Woman from 1975 to 79. Hollywood's handsome Lyle Waggoner, born in Kansas City, Kansas, died in March in Westlake Village, California. He was 1 month shy of his 85th birthday.
The world also said goodbye to Charles Elwood Yeager. We know him, of course, as Chuck Yeager, United States Air Force officer, flying ace, and record-setting test pilot. In 1947, he became the first pilot in history confirmed to have exceeded the speed of sound in level flight.
They talk about the right stuff. Well, you know, it really don't mean a lot to guys like us, because flight testing or research flying, it's a way of life with you, and that's your job, and you do it a lot. There's a lot of luck involved, and if you survive, you survive. If you don't, you don't.
Yeager was one of the world's most famous pilots, to be sure. He was born in Myra, West Virginia. Chuck Yeager died this month in Los Angeles. He was 97. David John Moore Cornwell, better known by his nom de plume, John le Carré, was a British author of espionage novels. During the 1950s and 1960s, he worked for both the Security Service and the Secret Intelligence Service. His third novel, The Spy Who Came In from the Cold, in 1963, became an international bestseller and remains one of his best-known works.
I can't go home. Don't you mind giving up your country? What the hell's my country done for me? I worked for the service for 18 years, and they kicked me out as if it had been 18 minutes.
Why did you work for them?
For the money.
Only money?
It was a job.
You would have done it anywhere for anyone?
I'm a technician, Fiedler. Just a technician.
But not a communist technician.
Oh, for God's sake.
A Christian, then.
I don't believe in Father Christmas. I don't believe in God or Karl Marx. I don't believe in anything that rocks the world.
But how do you sleep? You have to have a philosophy.
I reserve the right to be ignorant. That's the Western way of life.
I couldn't have put it better myself. You think ignorance a valuable contribution to world knowledge. You fight for ignorance.
Go to hell.
Spy novelist John le Carré, born in Poole, England, died this month in Truro, England. He was 89.
Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall.
Charlie Pride was an American singer, guitarist, and professional baseball player. His greatest musical success came in the early to mid-1970s when he was the best-selling performer for RCA Victor Records since Elvis Presley. During the peak years of his recording career, 1966 to 87, he had 52 top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart, 30 of which made it to number one. Charlie Pride, born in Sledge, Mississippi, died this month in Dallas, Texas. He was 86. And that concludes our homage this evening to notables who have died during the year. We couldn't get to all of them, of course, but we do like to highlight many of them, and we hope that it brings back memories for you as well. Francisco, thank you for coming all the way from San Francisco.
It's always a pleasure, John.
And we hope to see him again next year at our microphones. James Johnson is our engineer this evening. Thank you so much, James. And we wish everybody a very, very happy new year. From WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org. This is John Pierce for Lehigh Valley Discourse. Until we meet again, remember to be gentle with your neighbor.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bells, alma mater yells,
and Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotels.
Oh, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Dinty Moore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh? We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss.
Hooray for us.
Strictly entre nous, darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio and toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.